Coming to you live from the city that spawned the band Tesla, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now, with a headbanging song in his heart, here's Nate.
What's up, bitches?
It's Friday.
What day is it?
Or Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. It's a podcast. You can download and listen whenever you want. That's the beauty of it all. You don't have to listen live. In fact, you can't listen live because we put the show up later.
Yeah.
It's Monday when we're recording this. It's all lies. The world is full of lies, I think is what I'm trying to say. Coming up on the show today. Oh, we didn't even get to it. Damn it.
We forgot
something from last show, how your people are taking over.
Oh, right.
Well,
I mean, wait.
You mean my being born?
No. Yeah, well, sort of.
Confused.
It's sort of like that. We'll get to that first because I forgot it. I teased it last show and then I didn't do it.
Yeah, teaser.
So I'm a jag off for that.
Teasing, sorry. And not delivering, Nate.
Yeah. Well, this is from Wednesday. So let's, sorry everybody who listened intently to Wednesday's show for this story and we didn't do it. Changing demographics.
sorry, that one guy.
Hey.
Oh, the guy who was waiting intently. I'm not saying there was only one guy listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is from Miami. Salsa has overtaken ketchup as America's number one condiment.
Bienvenido a mi
amigo. Pre-game coverage begins at 11 a.m.
And Hughes with us once again talking about what is hot.
Hello there.
What is hot?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a lady, a single lady in this area, you may want to relocate. Because,
really?
Yes. It's kind of sad, actually.
Hasn't that always been the case?
Okay, I'm not even going to get that because this is a long talking segment and it's talking about single ladies.
What's it do with the cat? Oh, she's not single.
It's two different things. But I love this. This is very much a DC grouping of anchors because in very few places do you see both a male and female African American anchor team. Usually it's sort of a mix and match of one and the other, but it's them. And then you've got the Asian lady correspondent and then you've got the white weather guy. And I know he's the weather guy because he has to stand up. They don't give him a chair.
Right. And his name is probably like
Biff.
Like Great Plains Johnson or something.
That's just an LA thing where they have weathermen named Dallas Rains and Johnny Mountain.
Johnny Mountain.
Yeah. I think he's retired now, but there was a weather guy in Los Angeles who I'm guessing worked in radio for a while, but his name was Johnny Mountain. Johnny
Corbin,
Mountain, Dallas Rains.
Corbin Pinkerton.
There's Danny Romero, who I love what, this is very inside TV, and if you've seen LA TV, you know this. Danny Romero, when he's pointing out weather, he's in a stance as though he could pounce at any moment. He's sort of doing it like he's ready to wrestle a cougar when he's pointing out a front coming in, which rarely happens in LA. Anyway.
That's true. Well, that's why you got to be ready to pounce on it.
That's true.
Sneak up on you.
So apparently tortillas are outselling burgers and hot dog buns. Sales of tortilla chips, Trump potato chips, and tacos and burritos have become so ubiquitously American that people don't even consider them ethnic. That's the taste of American food in 2013. As immigrant and minority populations rewrite American demographics, the nation's collective menu is reflecting the flux as it always has, and it goes beyond mainstreaming of once esoteric ethnic ingredients, something we've seen with everything from soy sauce to jalapenos. In fact, I understand how to pronounce jalapeno correctly, so there must be something up.
Bless my in-laws again. Jalapenos.
Aw.
Any jalapenos?
And fajitas.
Aw, that's cute.
I'm sorry, but I'm not putting salsa on my hamburgers.
No.
No, it's not happening.
No,
a little
need
pico,
to.
Little guac.
It's good.
You put like guacamole on there? That's good.
Yeah,
a little
but
avocado, guac burger.
Well,
that's a California thing.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't like ketchup, so I don't sort of. Yeah. I don't do spicy, so I kind of don't.
People
like
in the South and the Midwest are not putting that stuff on their burgers.
Mm-hmm. And the reason we're taking over is not the salsa. It's because we have birth rates that are not declining like everybody else. So
yeah, it's all the humping.
Sorry.
All
humping
around.
Catholics.
And then that's because they put all y'all in one group, too.
Catholics be humping.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. It's
whoa, cat. Sorry,
cat
sorry.
Attack.
Ooh.
Cat
hello.
Attack.
Hello, kitty.
Yeah. So,
sorry, I don't know what's happening there.
Strange.
I kind of liked it.
Do you need a moment?
Apparently,
the mood.
Excuse me, I need to.
No,
I'm just gonna call him Bart Carr.
So, since Hef injected himself into the show, I think we should jump right to this story from Awful Announcing. There was a local news anchor who decided he wanted to. They had Grumpy Cat on set, and the anchor was trying to get a rise out of Grumpy Cat. Which,
she catapulted to stardom after millions got one look at her
get
face.
Get it catapulted.
We're talking about internet sensation, Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, she's obviously a Giants fan. And, well, she's in New York City because she's about to be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Friskies Internet Cat Video Awards. But tonight she is live right here in our studio. Look at that face, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
The
so
cat's
excited.
Just laying there.
She is not happy about something.
Because she's a cat.
She looks like sad cat.
Joining us tonight
poor cat.
Is her owner, Tabitha.
By the way, Grumpy Cat looks that way because Grumpy Cat has a bit of a mental issue.
Oh.
It's like Down syndrome for cats.
But they sleep so much.
She was special the first time I took a photo of her, and the internet loves her, and we're happy to be here with Friskies for the Internet Video Awards.
The internet does love her. So we have some questions we wanted to ask Grumpy Cat tonight just because she's in New York and
it's a cat.
Going on.
Cats can't laugh
right.
anywhere, can they? I mean,
white people.
Is she up?
She's
awake.
Watch,
she's awake.
I'm going to make her smile. You ready?
Here we go.
What do cats eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies.
So this is Scott.
Ted, you love puns. There's
no,
more
wait,
coming.
Let me ask you something, though. When you look at... I know, it's not working.
Nothing.
You look at this face. This is she's a year and a half old. Is that right?
Yep.
It is incredible what's happened. You all are from Arizona.
Same age as my cats, by the way, who are not famous, other than the Apple thing.
<It's good. laughs> A serious entourage. Tell me about this and what's taken place, because millions... She is an internet sensation.
She is. People seem to love her. It's hard to believe that her grumpy fan
apoplectic.
Can make Sony
you know how sometimes they have trend pieces that aren't trends because it aren't a thing? Like Grumpy Cat's been a thing for a long time now, and they're just getting a prize for this fact.
Well, no, they just got Grumpy Cat in the studio. This is a get.
But it's just so exciting. There's a book, there's merchandise, and it's just unbelievable.
Television programs, celebrities.
Wait, I got it.
White
it.
People will pay
What's
for
your
anything?
Favorite crime drama? Claw and Order?
That's exactly how all of us feel about your
Come
jokes.
Come on, just, nothing.
Just what she's
that's
doing.
That's a guarantee.
Wait, I
so
love
Grumpy
it.
Cat
guys, thank you so much
condition?
For coming by with us.
Yeah, Grumpy
what's,
Cat.
What's wrong with Grumpy Cat?
It's some brain issue.
That's Steve Ducey.
No, sadly, no. This is a local broadcaster.
I'm going to look it up and tell you what's wrong with the Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, there is something. I've read that. So anyway, while you're looking that up, I wanted to tell the story of my trip to the farmer's market this past Saturday.
Oh, do tell.
I love going to the... No, I was not drunk.
Okay.
I like going to the farmer's market.
Was there an even sidewalk involved?
There was no falling down either. So I go to the farmer's market, and I saw plenty of hobos out on Saturday morning.
Oh, my God.
Not accosted by a single hobo.
Thank goodness.
No complaints about any of those fine people. But as I was wrapping up my time at the farmer's market, I'm approached by a douchebag with a clipboard who opens with this. Are you a registered voter? And I said, yeah, I am. He goes, oh, good, because we are citizens who are opposed to a new sports arena, and we want people to have a voice in government.
Yeah, we need a voice in government. It's about
time.
They
were paid by the guy in Seattle.
Well, yeah. Well, this is a new group, but here's what I told the guy, and this is word
Funded
for word.
By the old guy in Seattle.
Right. Word for word, I said, well, I have a voice in government. The guy I voted for city council won, and the guy I voted for mayor won, and I voted for them so that they could make these sorts of decisions because we have a representative government here.
I have to say, I've never agreed with you more or found you more attractive than when you make a statement like that. Defensive representative government makes me hot.
And then I said, so you can just go away. And he was just like, okay. His voice
poor guy.
His voice actually cracked.
Oh, and, well done.
And it was really what I really wanted to
and
do
he
was
wandered the street lost wondering about his purpose.
What am I here for?
Right. I'm here to harass people who are trying to buy produce.
Watching autumn leaves fall and thinking why? Why?
I'm losing my light.
Yeah, there's nothing better than making somebody question, if only for a moment, their reason for doing whatever it is they're doing.
That's true.
Don't you want to have a voice in government? Oh, shut up, you jagoffs.
That's lame. Okay, so Grumpy Cat has feline dwarfism, according to sources.
Okay.
Huh. And you know that her real name is Tartar Sauce, and it's spelled T-A-R-D-A-R, Tartar Sauce.
Oh, now that's terrible. That's the worst.
Yeah, I did
the
know that.
The owners are assholes.
And the other
Why?
Cat, and there's a sister named Pokey.
Mm-hmm.
So
Pokey's not quite as impaired. But
a little Pokey, yeah, Tartar Sauce, or Tard for short, but it's
that's
endearing.
That's just offensive. That's terrible. You can't do that. That's horrible.
I think you're probably right.
No, I am right.
You can name your cat.
Let's go back to talking about representative government, and then I'll be happy.
Yeah, it's something. And here's the other point I want to make about this. The whole idea that it's just a sports arena is so flawed as its concept. It's ridiculous. Yes, the primary tenant is going to be a sports team. However,
Britt ain't going to come back and play in some shitty show,
exactly,
arena, whatever it's called.
Britt?
Well, yeah, Britney Spears.
Oh.
So, yeah, Saturday
Keep
night.
Keep up, Ted.
Saturday night, I was at the hockey game in San Jose, and in between periods, they were running ads for all of these things that are coming to the SAP Center, as it's now called. One of them being
simulcast things?
No,
concerts.
No. SAP. It's a computer.
Joke about the button on your remote.
Computer.
Oh,
with me.
I had no idea.
Hopefully, less people will die in the building of this arena than in Santa Clara right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's not good.
Aww. Oh. So yeah, one of them was Justin Timberlake, the big Justin Timberlake concert that's coming there. I'm like, Justin Timberlake is never going to roll into what used to be called Arco Arena.
Although
because
he did go there. I saw the show. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, he's been there before.
It's fucking fantastic.
But you don't get a lot of big name acts
don't
coming
judge
through
me.
Sacramento.
Justin, you got to know, but Britt, you're okay with?
No, I'm not either a fan of either.
Okay, we responded more harshly to Britt, Justin. I just
it's true.
White people, right?
They should. Yeah,
I don't know.
They shouldn't pay. Look, cats like people like that. You should be a $20 maximum is how much you should pay to see.
I know. I went free. That was the right amount.
There you
in
go.
A box with unlimited chicken fingers and beer.
Oh, wow,
it was like a great night. It's a really good night.
So yeah, the one thing that we don't have coming through Sacramento right now is a lot of really high-level acts. They just skip Sacramento because the arena sucks. The other thing we don't have here is a place where you might be able to hold something like a political convention, because our convention center here is small and antiquated and just couldn't hold something like that. The arena that they're talking about building in downtown Sacramento, you could have a national convention in Sacramento just based off of that. So the idea that it's just a sports arena is flawed. The idea that everybody needs to vote on every issue in a representative government is incredibly flawed.
It's because it's not a representative government.
And by the way, don't hassle me at the farmer's market, dick.
Yeah. Leave him to his tomatoes and dahlias, okay?
Well, that's why we have so many problems with government in California, is because anybody can put anything on a fucking
Amen.
Ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Proposition
Amen.
This, proposition that.
And also a side note to the Volkswaffel. Hey, Volkswaffel.
Yum.
Volkswaffel, if you're going to make it to the farmer's market, the farmer's market starts at 8. Rolling up at 8:45 is too late.
For you.
I think it's a new guy. So
I don't
we
know.
Went back to the Volkswaffel, and I don't think, like, it used to be back in the day, talking like back in the 06-07 era. Every second Saturday, when second Saturday was smaller,
sure,
the Volkswagen will be parked out front of like the LGBT center on L Street,
so
the 20th. And it was amazing, and it was fantastic, and I'd go every month, and I loved it, and it was great. And it was this guy and his wife, and you know, they tell the story of how they like came upon the waffle thing while backpacking through Europe. But it's not, I don't think it's the same guy now. And the guy who's there now is not, I don't want his waffles as much because his pitch is not the same.
What was really funny
his
is
pitch, huh?
It's like his sales pitch, like his whole thing is not, it's
his
just
spiel,
I don't think it's my
will.
Guy, and I don't trust my own memory. Like, just is this the same white guy or a different white guy?
Is this that little red truck?
You only knew yes. how many times I said it in a day.
Yeah, it's a little red truck. And
I love those waffles. They're delicious.
They are fucking amazing waffles.
I've not been. And the funny thing was, I saw it there for a few weeks in a row, and I'm like, oh, I want to have that. And then
you should. It is good.
And then there was 1 week where he didn't do the farmer's market in Midtown because he was doing some other thing more important. And then this past week, I was like, oh, maybe I'll end. Nope, no Volkswaffel here. And as I'm just about the time I'm getting accosted by Petition Boy, the Volkswaffel pulls up. And starts
ruined your taste for waffles.
I was like, well, now I'm on my way back home, so it's over. It's over. I'm not turning around.
It's not your day.
Nope, not turning around. It was not his day.
There was a time, a couple, maybe last election cycle or cycle before, where I stood next to somebody outside Raley's who was trying to collect signatures, and he was like, excuse me, can you sign this? And I'd be like, don't sign this. Don't sign it.
I have done that.
And the guy was like, you can't say that. And I was like, well, hold up. If you're going to ask people to sign it, I'm pretty sure I can ask people not to sign it. Like, yeah. Based on the same principle here, if you need me to get my own clipboard and ask them to, like, sign a blank piece of paper just so they're affirmatively signing something that's not yours, I'll do that. But I can stand there and say, oh, it was some bullshit. I think it was probably some Schwarzenegger bullshit or something.
I have done that. I've seen stuff and I'm like, oh, well, that's like, not actually what.
Don't do that, people.
Like, they tell you, oh, sign it because of this. Like, yeah, that's not
that's
really
what
that
what
is.
Says. That's yeah, what it says.
It's all lies.
Or you sign it with a, or you go ahead and sign it with some bullshit wrong name and it ruins, like, their entire page of signatures. And
oh. Democracy in action.
Like, yeah, that's an idea.
That's not what that is about.
It's a great idea.
It's just like the guy with the petition. They're working for the guy in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, there's nothing about that. Yeah.
A dollar signature.
Is that they should get the hobos? Get the hobos to sign it.
Well, that's.
And 50 cents.
Well, the problem
that's
with
democracy.
That, basically, what they do is they hire young people who really will work for nothing, who just will roll out and do it. Because it either satisfies mm-hmm. some need to do some sort of government involvement or public service or whatever.
It's their need to make $1, $1.25 signature.
Well, yeah, there's yeah. that it's too, work. But you get some sort of credit for it. So this was an amusing story, sort of. Michael Bay, here's headline, Michael Bay was attacked by an air conditioner wielding extortionist.
Oh.
If I had a nickel.
I know. He was attacked by a man wielding a much smaller machine. An air conditioner. Initial reports from Reuters say that Bay and his Transformers Age of Extinction cast and crew were in Hong Kong on their first day of shooting overseas when two brothers approached the director demanding 100,000 Hong Kong dollars, which is about 13,000 bucks in U.S. money.
$1 million.
As the discussion ensued, one of the brothers attacked Bay and then attacked three police officers before being placed under arrest. Also were arrested were the man's brother and a third companion. The men are rumored to have been members of a triad, a network of Chinese crime organizations, much like the Chinese mafia.
I think it's Oriental. Just kidding.
Seeking a disturbance fee. Such fees had already been paid to local businesses that would likely be affected by the filming. The case has been turned over to anti-triad detectives in Hong Kong. There's a movie in a movie right there, isn't there?
There
yeah,
definitely
a movie
is.
In a movie.
Yeah.
That'll be his next movie.
Oh, awesome.
We want more Mexican-Americans, more Orientals, and more Negroes.
Oh, okay.
Hey. No, the other cat's playing with the apple.
I know.
Late to the party, Hef.
Yeah, that apple's done for. It's all over.
That apple's sailed.
While Reuters' report made no mention of home cooling units being used as weaponry, Bay's film publicist, Gabriella Gutentag, revealed that an air...
It's good night, isn't it?
Gabriella Gutentag.
Gutentag.
Revealed that an air conditioning unit, unfortunately not a Decepticon, was involved in... And that's in a statement to the New York Times. Yeah.
Jovial.
Yeah. So there you go. Michael Bay attacked by an air conditioner.
Okay.
So the Tea Party. I moved from Michael Bay to the Tea Party.
Teabaggers.
Tea Party candidate for Ohio's House of Representatives, Idaho's House of Representatives, sorry, Ohio, defended himself against allegations of hypocrisy following an NBC News article in which he admitted to signing his entire family up for Medicaid while running on a platform that calls for the dismantling of all government programs. He said, I don't think that the government should be involved in health care or health insurance. He is a self-employed software developer by trade. He went on to note that his 10 children, 2 biological, 8 adopted, are all recipients of health insurance through the government's Medicaid program and acknowledged that, quote, there are a lot of people out there that'll cry foul over the dissonance. And indeed, many people did visit his personal website shortly afterward and asked him what the hell. In a lengthy response to all naysayers, he attempted to defend his hypocrisy, but...
I bet you he didn't get back any of the money that he got for having those 8 kids either.
Probably not. He said, let me set this record straight. Yes, I participate in government programs of which I adamantly oppose. Many of them actually. Am I a hypocrite for participating in programs that I oppose?
Yep.
If it was that simple and if participated in demonstration of support, then of course.
Oh, gosh. Isn't it crazy when public policy is kind of complicated?
But my reason for participation in government programs often is not directly related to that issue in and of itself. And it certainly does not demonstrate support.
Wait, say something. Nothing. He has said nothing yet.
For instance.
Word salad.
For instance, I love that check that I got for those eight kids. The check for each kid that we got. I'm pretty sure that put
ten kids.
No, well, eight, two of them were here. You don't get shit for having your own.
But you get,
well, you get deduction, which I'm sure he took when he paid his taxes.
And you do get.
My bad. Sorry.
You get a check for every one of those kids, and you don't pay for their medical anything.
Ooh, what a deal.
For instance, I participate in the government programs in order to stay out of the courts or jail so that I can take care of my family. Other things I do to avoid fines or for other financial reasons, and some are simply because of it's only the practical choice. With each situation, I have to evaluate the consequences of participating or not participating.
Oh, my God.
The government paid him enough for those eight kids to pay for his family.
Right.
To take care of the other two.
I want to applaud him for adopting so many kids, but he is being hypocritical.
He's
if you can't
raise
afford
a bunch of kids
them.
Like him.
I know, I don't get it. It's crazy.
Although, when it comes to government-funded public schools, he is a man of his word because all of his kids are homeschooled.
Of course they are.
That being said, he claims the homeschooling is not a product of his opposition to public education, but his unwillingness, quote, to accept the social and moral consequences, unquote, of sending his children to a public school.
You are a elected official who hates government.
He's not elected yet. He's just running.
So that means his daughters are going to get old enough to get out of the house and go buck wild.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. But something I tweeted at this point 4 or 5 days ago, having somebody who hates government running the government is sort of like having Gandhi in MMA.
It's bass backwards.
It just makes no sense at all.
That'd be a sad match.
Yeah, I have a friend whose entire his reason for being is he advocates for more limited government and stuff. But when you're in those feeder, he still rely. If government went away, then what would he do?
Yeah, what would
he
kind of
needs it to stay around, or he's got nothing to fight against.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like it's also like having a dentist who really is opposed to brushing and flossing.
Yeah.
Well, it was like
that would drum up business actually.
Yeah, it was like Paul Ryan being against government, and his family was raised off of government money from his father passing when he was a kid.
Yeah, right. And he's in government, draws a paycheck.
It's all different.
Yeah,
and those people. Me, it's fine.
And those people who say they are against government, if their house is on fire, then they want government.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. That's different.
Like
though.
You should wait. There should be a waiver for everything. Like, I don't want insurance. Yeah. Okay, cool. You don't have to have insurance. Sign this waiver right here, and we're gonna let your ass die.
Right,
right. The government will not be out to help you.
Yes,
because you should handle that fire on your own.
Yes, the government should have saved him. Like, no, he said he wanted to die. Fuck him.
Right.
Let him die.
Agreed. Now, a high school in Georgia says it's turned two freshman students over to authorities after they were found to have recorded themselves engaging in sex acts inside the school's cafeteria.
That's brazen.
In an email to reporters, spokeswoman...
Sex acts are supposed to be behind the cafeteria, right? No, behind the band room, I think, is
under the
traditional.
In the bleachers?
Under
the bleachers, in the dugout.
In the library?
I'm not telling on myself.
The spokeswoman Barbara Jacoby said a female student had allegedly, quote, made a sexual offer to a male classmate during lunch, an offer the male student initially believed to be a joke. Students say the girl had been dared into performing the act.
Jeez Louise.
Per Jacoby's statement, the male student later claimed that, quote, when the female student began to act upon it, he stopped her. The boy's version of the events is somewhat disputed by reports from other students that a video of the blowjob began circulating shortly thereafter. The guy who recorded it, he sent it to people. A lot of people, one student told WSB-TV. I don't think it's a responsible thing to do, said another student, but knowing our generation, we don't really think before we act, and we just kind of send it off.
Us today.
Us kids today.
Where's Amy?
Exactly.
A third student told the station that students, quote, stacked up a bunch of books and book bags around them, which was apparently enough to hide their behavior.
Like a bunch of kids are helping make this sex act. Wow,
yeah.
That's nice.
You know what? Why don't you two engage in oral sex behind this fort of book bags?
No one will notice.
Exactly.
Except for the person filming it. Asked where the adults were at the time, Jacoby told 11 Alive that only 6 to 8 employees staff the cafeteria during lunch, and they're mostly there to ensure the students don't leave. They weren't leaving. The two students at the center of the incident have been charged with misdemeanor public indecency, and appropriate school disciplinary action is said to follow. By the way, according to the letter of the law now, the kid who filmed it could actually be arrested and charged with child pornography and distributing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting.
I made the honor roll and Megan's list in my senior year.
The kid that got the blowjob, he's like the coolest kid in school right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if you're a freshman and you're getting a Hummer, I mean, that you're doing well for yourself because that's...
Nope.
By the way, if someone dares you, you don't actually have to follow through.
Yeah,
I don't know, unless they double dog dare
Triple
you.
Triple dog dare you.
Yeah, then that's you got
the
only...
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Man, if I knew that... If I had known all it took to get a blowjob in high school was to have somebody triple dog dare somebody to do it, I would have just set friends up to do it.
Would have issued that fatwa all the time.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, wait. Yeah. All right, first up in cooler tool, air conditioners. Ted.
Oh, they're literally cool.
Kareem?
Cool as hell.
Christiana?
They're also literally a tool. I don't know.
That's true. Literally.
I got nothing.
Oh, that was something.
Air conditioners are cool as long as you don't abuse them and they don't leak Freon into the atmosphere. They're fine. Up next in cooler tool, I think I know the answer to this one. The Tea Party. Christiana.
Ooh. Oh, God.
I went to her in mid-yawn. That's my fault.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sleepy. Tool. God damn it. God. Fuck those guys.
Ted?
The worst. They're being played by the Koch brothers. Stop it.
Kareem?
Drill bit. Tool.
Drill bit.
Yeah, the Tea Party. I mean, come on. To compare yourselves to the people who are fighting the British by protesting taxation without representation, you're ignorant jack-offs.
Unless you're in D.C.
And you're not even paying taxes.
Yeah.
And then you really don't.
Exactly.
I'd say D.C. gets the ballsiest license plate award, though, right? Because their license plate literally says taxation without representation. And I gotta give them props for that. Because they're the only ones where it's true.
It's true.
Apple soccer continues.
Yes, we've reverted back to the last show where my cat's playing with the apple again. Nice job, Ace.
Pretty cute.
And finally, in cooler tool, blowjobs. Kareem.
Fucking A, man. Especially in high school.
Ted?
Yeah, they're cool.
Christiana?
Meh.
Okay, we've learned something today. Blowjobs are awesome. Yeah, they're cool. But not if you use
only
teeth.
Only if it's reciprocal.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Otherwise it's rape and rape isn't cool. I think we've established that.
Wait, that's not...
Forced sodomy?
No.
Forced sodomy is not cool?
No,
oh, it is cool.
Reciprocal, not consensual.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Totally different.
Yeah, it is.
It would be kind of hard to be reciprocal unless you're two men.
Yeah, it's true.
Just the oral... Oh.
Oral sex.
Yeah.
Call it by its... By its Christian name, I don't know.
It's Christian name.
I'm gonna have to use that.
That's it for cooler tool. Hey, you know how everybody likes to say that British people are way classier than Americans?
No.
Well, not every. A lot of people do.
Only if you don't know
not
Brits.
Their in-laws.
Well, in Britain they do drink like we do here. In fact, and there are also douchebags who like to record people without turning their phone sideways. Well, this one fellow was on his way somewhere, and he encountered a drunk college student with a pizza, and he interviewed him.
Here's a little smile for the camera. Tell us how much you love your pizza.
Oh,
what kind of pizza you got?
Chicken Kiev.
What's in that?
Chicken Kiev.
Right.
Chicken. Love a good chicken.
Love a good chicken.
Yeah.
Where's it from? Where's the pizza from?
Chicken Kiev. It's from King's.
Is that your favorite place to eat pizza?
Yeah.
Wait, this is a video of Nate last week.
Yeah. Close.
When he gets drunk, he's got an accent.
Gone yem.
Where'd you live?
What?
Yem.
You live at Yem?
Yem.
I live at Yem. On the Ashby Road.
Yem Street or Yem Avenue?
On Yem Street.
Right. Because look at your pizza. Show us. Oh, I saw a bookman on the other side. There we go.
And he drops the pizza on the ground.
Not the chicken key.
No.
Oh.
It didn't fall out of the box. Now the guy's trying to pick the box up off the ground, staggering about. Oh, and he's down.
Down.
Oh,
he's that
down. Was sitting,
you last
sitting
week,
on the wet sidewalk.
Fraser.
I did not. To clarify the record, the only time I fell down last week was when I was sober.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Down goes, darling.
good pizza, that, mate. Good pizza. Have a slice?
No. Have a slice. Did I order that pizza?
Have a slice.
Did I order that pizza?
What?
No, I couldn't have ordered that.
What pizza did you order?
I don't know.
Well, what pizza does that look like? What pizza does that look like?
Looks like a pizza.
Okay, I think we've established what's going on.
Are you sure that was in Florida Corner? Just in...
Yeah.
Sad.
Wow.
And so some of the comments on Gawker, from this one from Percy Chugs. You know that what glamorizing idiotic drunk behavior like this does? It gives young people, like say 14-year-old girls, the impression that it's cool to get wasted and that maybe someone will make a funny video of them when they're wasted.
Yeah.
And then bad shit goes down.
Girls.
By the way, if anybody girls. Watches that and goes, "You know what? I want to be that guy."
No, I don't think that was a serious comment.
I don't know.
It's could hard be. To know.
It is hard to know.
Gawker just likes to find and humiliate random people, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the news. Never mind.
Well,
I listen to too much NPR, so it always shocks me when I hear this crap about Joe Schmoes saying something stupid. That's just me. Sorry. Continue.
Okay. So we have six crazy facts about your body and sex appeal.
My body?
Yeah, your body. Just yours.
It's expose. Wondering why that person was around my bedroom.
Yeah, it's
questions.
According to Discovery Channel's The Science of Sex Appeal, here's a few of the weirdest facts about sex and science. Number one, let's make it a countdown.
Ooh.
Number six, women are more calculating daters.
That's more discriminating.
When studying speed dating from an evolutionary standpoint, a scientist found that only one gender let their body expressions expose how they really feel, and that's men. Apparently because men only desire women based on her youth and attractiveness, they can quickly determine if they want to mate. On the other hand, women want a man who is attractive and has resources, so she usually has to act interested and ask questions to tease out this information. After speed dating, researchers found that men assessed women's sexual interest in them as much higher than it actually was.
Really? She totally wanted me. She looked at me.
Now, why is that? Well, scientifically speaking, if a man underestimates a woman's sexual interest, it could lead to a missed opportunity, missed reproductive opportunity, and that would be awful. So that was that. Number five, want an attractive child? Well, be sure to be super anal.
Nah.
About what you eat while you're pregnant. Symmetry helps determine attractiveness and facial features, and our body's symmetry is determined when we're in the womb.
Yeah, but not by what you eat, by the egg and the sperm that got together.
The human fetus is designed to grow in two equal parts in the central axis of the human spine. Tiny genetic abnormalities, poor nutrition, and infection can slightly alter the symmetry and therefore our facial design, having a permanent effect on our attractiveness.
Abuse of science.
Your baby's going to look like Grumpy Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Abuse of science. It's a very symmetrical cat.
Number four, men will sleep with anyone.
That's true.
That was number one, wasn't it?
No, that's number four. A study in Vienna, which is in Austria, male test subjects were exposed to artificial female copulence, so. Which
Wait,
is...
Where is Vienna?
It's in Austria.
Thank you. Okay.
At a dose, by pheromones released by women, especially during sex, at a dose so low that the test subjects didn't smell anything. They were asked to rate the photos of women. One whiff of copulence caused an immediate spike in testosterone levels, which causes men to think less clearly and therefore diminishes their ability to distinguish between attractive and less attractive women. Oddly, beer has the same effect. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Before you think of buying eau de copulence, you should be warned that it smells like rancid butter, and you should probably Google it so that you know exactly what you're talking about. Number three, men's bodies repel close female relatives.
That's probably good.
It's probably for the
that'd
best.
Be good, yeah.
Unless they go on Springer. Number two, men's bodies repel women unless they're fertile. Men have a hormone called androstenone that supposedly smells like musk and pee.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Sexy.
And clusters whenever there's body hair. Even though that sounds quite unpleasant, there's a point in which in the female menstrual cycle when females stop finding the hormone stinky and actually like it. So Ooh. For men, the hormone repels women unless they are in their baby-making prime time.
Aha.
And
being on your period. Oh.
And the number one science sex fact about the body, women are more attractive when they're ovulating.
To whom?
A man.
Okay.
When researchers took pictures of women when they were their most and least likely to get pregnant and had people choose between the two, the pictures of ovulating women were consistently chosen as being more attractive. Apparently, women have a healthy glow and a fuller face when they're fertile, Even more surprising is that women's voices get more attractive during ovulation. So, yeah.
Is that true?
Hey, it was on the Discovery Channel.
That's
okay. I'll bring in a calendar. We'll see if listenership spikes every fourth to fifth week.
Okay, we'll do it with Becca too. I'm sure that.
Yeah, well, yeah, we need to know if you and Becca have synced up or not, because that could throw the results.
Mm.
See, so there's that.
Maybe we get somehow monitored. Like people like turn it up more.
Mm.
One of us is talking.
If we rotated so that our sexiest sounding woman was on the podcast during a given week, then our ratings could spike.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
I'll let you work the calendar out, Ted. How's okay. that?
I'm pretty sure number one and number four were the same.
Yeah, kind of. Here's something. I don't know that this is a thing or not, but it's in the Atlantic, so I assume it's a thing. Apparently, sleep texting is the new sleepwalking.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, put your phones away when you're sleeping.
Well, Casey Vandervetter didn't mean to text her name of her dead father to a friend. In fact, she wasn't even conscious when it happened. It's not the beginning of a ghost story, and Vandervetter, who's 31, wasn't possessed. She was sleep texting, and she's not alone. According to researchers like Dr. Michael Gelb, who's a clinical professor at NYU's College of Dentistry, which is an odd combo.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a dentist research about...
The line is blurring between wakefulness and sleep, Gelb explains. So you'll be texting 1 second, and the next second you're asleep. But then you get a ping, and the ping awakens you. It's becoming more of a trend because the line is merely being blurred between being awake and being asleep.
Hashtag not a thing.
Sleep texting is a growing phenomenon in which people, usually adolescents and young adults, send text messages while asleep.
Oh, baby, I didn't know I was sleep texting.
Yeah, I actually got a sleep text.
Yeah,
shenanigans.
Anthony Weiner said that too. By the way, Anthony Weiner, what?
Weiner.
Nah.
I'd be mayor of New York if the internet wasn't invented.
Oh yeah.
In a way, it's true.
Yeah,
it is.
Although I believe Jimmy Kimmel is correct. Said no, he'd be the guy in a trench coat in the corner of the park were the case.
That's a good point too.
Come take a look at this. Okay. So, soccer, big deal all over. Soccer is going on all levels. There's the international level and so on and so forth. And when America, the USA, beat, I think it was Panama?
Yeah, take that.
No, Costa Rica. Sorry.
Whatever.
Same thing.
It's all the same thing.
South
America, whatever.
It meant Mexico was
just
not
like Mexicans.
It meant Mexico was not eliminated from the World Cup.
Hey, Mexico is in Costa Rica. I'm just kidding.
So it made them very excited.
Unicorn.
Gol.
Gol
de Estados Unidos. We love you. We love you forever and ever. God bless America. Donde Estados Unidos. Donde está la reclasificación. Estados Unidos. Ustedes no. Ustedes los que están de verde no. Ellos sí. Ustedes no. Que les quede claro toda su vida. Ustedes no hacen nada por la camiseta. Ustedes no impulsan al equipo. Ustedes no los meten a la copa.
What's he saying, Christiana?
I'm saying, I don't know, but he's using the formal, so he's treating us very with lots of respect. That's all I got, was instead of something.
Wow. You know, what's really funny is if you had the ability to tune in through the middle of a podcast and you happen to pop it in the middle of that, you'd be like, what the fuck did I download?
Okay. It's a good story, though, because apparently the U.S. didn't even need to win its game.
Nope.
If it had thrown the game, basically, it would have knocked Mexico out.
Right.
And thus eliminated its greatest competition going into World Cup.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't. So, yay, sportsmanship.
Because that's not how we roll here in America.
We play to win.
Bullshit.
Or something.
Wasn't there the U.S.? I feel like there was a scandal about that last time. There was some... There was some team, either in the men's or women's World Cup, that sort of dogged their game, and people were like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't do that. And they're like, yeah, we can, because we want to knock out, you know, it's strategically advantageous to us.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. It's a like Formula One tactic there.
Some sumo
we
wrestlers
do need you to go
that.
Ahead and lose this race.
According to Freakonomics, some sumo wrestlers do that, too. True story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that was it. It was in the Olympics. It was a fencing wrestler or something where there was something where the guy like threw... the game
and
refuse to play, like refuse to try.
You might get some payola for it.
Well, that's very clear. Thanks.
Okay.
So the Dodgers are out of the playoffs.
Can Google it. They don't need me to tell them.
The Dodgers are out of the playoffs.
Which is bullshit.
Although they did win game five after Will Ferrell did player introductions.
And here's shooting Will the driver. Two deaths so far.
What did Will Ferrell do?
Hold on.
Oh, Will.
He shot people to death?
Batting four at first base, number 23, Adrian Gonzalez.
That's...
It's not racist if he does it.
Oh, okay.
For me, he said, oi, 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 oi.
Number 16, Andre, I know you didn't, Ethia.
I don't get it. Is this why they lost?
No, they won this game.
Number 66, he says the Chupacabra is real. Yasiel Puig.
You'll note the distinct lack of laughter in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Five. He absolutely loves Katy Perry. Juan Uribe.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a Dodgers fan, it's really hard and fun to hear that.
You're a Dodgers fan, right?
Was that fun to hear?
Was it fun?
It's a kind of wacky, little zany way to...
All it reminded me was that I had a bunch of friends who were at that game, and I'm still kind of jealous.
Oh.
They were there.
Yeah, grapes.
It's a hell of a ballpark to see a game.
Yeah.
It is. If you've got good seats, it is. I actually had a friend who was at the game as well.
Ooh.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Out in the right field bleachers. Yes, fancy. I'm fancy because my friends...
The bleachers suck. Those are uncomfortable.
So you're not fancy.
Yeah.
Take that.
Although now the right field bleachers are all you can eat. Which is a new thing, yeah.
All you can eat when you sit there are the bleachers?
No, you actually get unlimited food and drinks.
Really? It's weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
To make up for the... how much are they charged? Those are like the $6 seats. There's no way that works.
They aren't $6 anymore, but
well,
they...
I would think not. That's bullshit right there.
I have no idea how much more they want for them, but...
I miss LA. Huh.
I like LA, too.
I miss LA.
Yeah, as the song goes.
Is that how it goes? I don't know.
Sure it is.
Okay.
How he sang it.
Oh, okay.
All you can eat, Dodgers.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, it's time for Florida Corner, where a woman has been jailed on drug charges after feminine hygiene hijinks in Stewart. That's right, it's a tampon, not a bag of marijuana. That appears to be the crux of what Elisa Stone, who's 43, told Stewart police as she walked home from her job at the Paper Moon Gentlemen's Club. That's according to an affidavit. In the end, the officer didn't fall for the apparent feminine hygiene hijinks, plucking a bag of pot from her bag. Not from her place, but from her bag. The case began about 10:30 p.m. as an officer saw a woman, later identified as Stone, walking on the road in a bicycle lane on North Federal Highway, despite the presence of a sidewalk. She said she was walking home because her ride didn't show up and that she had prior arrests related to drugs, amongst other things. When officers checked to see whether Stone had warrants before giving her a written warning for not using the sidewalk, the officer asked whether any drugs were in her bag, and she said no, and the officer asked to search. Stone asked me why I wanted to search her bag, and I told her that I wanted to make sure she had no drugs on her based on her telling me that she'd been arrested in the past for drugs. She opened the bag, and an officer saw a plastic bag with suspected dubage inside. I love Florida writers.
Dubage.
Asked about the plastic bag, she said it was a tampon. The officer said it didn't look like a tampon. And then she said it was an organic one. No, she didn't. I made that up. Marijuana is typically green and smoked, while tampons generally are not green and not smoked. Thanks for clearing that up. She removed the tampon from the bag, and the officer again spotted the plastic bag, which contained an amount of marijuana. So arrested on misdemeanor marijuana and drug paraphernalia charges.
Man, whoops. What strip club does he work at? Because I want to avoid that.
Yeah, that's not a good strip club. Maybe she was the janitor. And by the way, if she were a good dancer, she wouldn't be going home at 10:30.
Oh.
A dancer at 43.
Yeah, I guarantee she's a bartender.
It'd be nice to have that kind of career longevity.
Sure. Well, you got to go online to get that sort of career longevity in that industry. But to be fair to both genders, Florida law enforcement officials have arrested a 41-year-old convicted felon who they allege posed as a Drug Enforcement Administration agent for years as a way to solicit money and gain entry into Orlando-area strip clubs and nightclubs.
Wow.
Yeah. Benjamin William Mayahas is currently being held in the Orange County Jail on federal charges of possessing a firearm and impersonating a federal agent. According to the documents filed in U.S. District Court, he posed as a DEA agent several times, even going as far as to wear a shirt with the agency's initials.
Oh, only a DEA agent can get one of those.
And possessing several law enforcement-type badges. He's had three previous convictions, each a second-degree felony for burglarizing houses throughout the mid-1990s, and was prohibited from owning a firearm.
Oh, wow, I can't imagine Florida prohibiting anyone from owning a firearm.
Well, convicted felons.
Even I stand by my statement. Okay. It's Florida.
It is Florida. It's true.
It's the shooting state. All right, I just want to go back to the Dodgers. Dodger seats are $35 in advance and $40 on game day. Okay.
For the bleachers?
For the all-you-can-eat bleachers.
Okay.
$35 in advance.
You got to eat a lot.
Yeah.
To get to $35 of Dodger dogs.
Dodger dogs and stuff. Nachos, soft drinks. Yeah, it's pretty unhealthy.
Now, were those playoff tickets or those regular season tickets?
Oh, this is regular season. This article's from 2007, so maybe they've gone
up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
You in?
What?
Are you in? What do you, oh, my God-ing?
No, that's weird. I mean, I don't know.
All right.
It's craziness.
It's insanity.
It's crazy.
My mind is blown.
It is.
Ow. All right, I'm over it.
when I went to San Diego this year, I sat with our friend Jason Casey. He got us tickets in the all you can eat corner section at Petco Park.
Oh,
but in San Diego,
of course he did.
In San Diego, they cut off the all you can eat in the third inning. So it's like
what?
It's all you can eat in three innings.
Yep.
Yeah, this one
that can't end well. You mash your stomach with a bunch of stuff and then just drink beer for the like remaining innings and ugh.
Just in case you have the munchies at a game.
It's a horrible stew. But
do they have their own section bathroom over in that section?
They did.
That cost $10 to use, though.
Yeah, you had to pay to get in. That's one thing I do not miss from my youth, because I remember when I was a little kid, there was a department store, and you had to have, the urinals were free, but you had to have a dime to use the stall. It was weird.
Oh, that's weird indeed.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Like
Vermont.
Yeah, that's some Vermont shit.
You want to keep the hobos out.
That's how the bathrooms are at like major train stations in the UK. You have to have a like 10 cents to get into them.
Oh.
Just like a minuscule amount just to make it a little bit hard for undesirables to come in. But it's annoying when all you have in your pocket is like not stupid British money.
Yeah. Stupid
real money in my pocket.
Yeah, stupid British money.
Take American machines. Come on.
Yeah, why doesn't this bathroom take my credit card? It should.
Tweet about it.
So now's the time of year when local TV stations cover high school sports, because football is kind of a big deal, high school football, all over the country, especially in the South. Well, at KTBS in Shreveport, Louisiana, reporter Amy Vitrano was at a local high school game, and she was asked about that game, and here's the report she filed.
And done. Amy, looked like an impressive night out there tonight.
It really was there, Paul, and it started off really strong in the first quarter. The Ruston Bearcats were able to capitalize on three different turnovers to get an early 21-0 lead. But then when I arrived late in the second quarter, I didn't see or I saw a kind of a tug-of-war back and forth on downs between the teams going into the half. And really the third quarter as well, that same thing between the Bearcats and the Chiefs. They were passing the ball back and forth. I only saw that one field goal score. But as I was editing the highlights, I heard them score that last touchdown. Both coaches look forward into going into their second week of district play next week. Here's what they told me.
I do my job, and here's...
Wait, a tug of war between the... Do you mean they just went through a normal football game where one team had four downs and the other team had four downs?
They said, I did not watch this football game, but here's what happened.
Yeah, they were passing it back and forth. And
when I showed up, it would already happen, and then I saw this part.
To be fair, quite often what happens is reporters get sent out, and they are doing an actual news story and then get sent to the game, and they may get to the game late because they were doing something else, or they're covering multiple games and they're putting it all together. But she has never seen football before from her account of the game.
They're passing it back and forth.
They were passing it back and forth, and they just scored the one field goal while I was watching, and then I heard another score while I was editing highlights But yeah, the highlights of stuff I wasn't here for. Back to you.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, here's what the coaches had to say about it. But I do feel bad for her because that's kind of a rough situation to be in.
She's not going to get her Pulitzer if she keeps working like that.
She's not, but she'll probably be gone out of that market in 6 months if she's lucky. This is an interesting story out of Utah. There are a couple of Boy Scout leaders of some sort who are potentially facing felony charges for destroying a rock formation that's millions of years old. They were adventuring, whatever that is.
They were going for a walk
in a park? In Goblin Valley State Park.
Adventuring.
They were looking for a place to molest little boys.
Oh.
When they decided to film themselves knocking over one of the formations known as the Goblins. It later appeared to them that it was ready to fall and might hurt somebody. So they posted this on Facebook, too. So it's just really a bad idea.
Here's Glenn.
Wiggle it like you did.
Wiggle it just a little bit.
No.
Are you drunk?
See, what I said didn't sound so strange anymore, does it?
Yes, this is it. Should have fallen on them.
Yeah!
We destroyed nature.
We have now modified Goblin Valley.
Yeah.
A new Goblin Valley exists.
Geniuses.
With this boulder down here in the bottom.
On the path that they're trying muscles. To
prevent. Right. Muscles over here pushed it off.
He didn't muscle it. He just leaned his...
White people.
Dude, that's crazy. He was held up just by that little bit of dirt.
So that's the first thing that happened. And now they could be facing felony charges. But
they're never... You know why I hate them? I hate the story. They're never going to think they did anything wrong.
Exactly.
Ever, ever, ever. If they had any doubt or a moment of shame... They are just going to reinforce and have enough dumbasses around them that are going to reinforce it. Like, yeah, you did it because a kid could have got squished. Yeah. This is a dumb overreaction. Yeah, it's a rock.
What kind of fucking scout leaders is teaching kids to destroy nature?
I know.
Well,
the ones that are
I can't even.
That's
bad things.
Here's the fun part, though. Oh. That's not the end of the story. The
it's
man,
just the beginning.
The man who is seen shoving the rock to the ground, the big guy, has filed a personal injury lawsuit against a woman and her father for injuries he says he suffered in a 2009 car crash.
Permanent injuries.
He filed the lawsuit at the beginning of September, so very recently, saying that after the accident, he injured his back and had to, quote, endure great pain and suffering, disability, impairment, loss of joy of life. He said that the accident was debilitating.
Oh, dude.
Less than a month later, he's pushing boulders over.
He was really hefting at that thing that was so loose.
Yeah, well, he was.
Nice.
Let me find the follow-up report. I don't want to go through the exact same things here, but...
Dude, you're a genius.
The TV station actually found him and confronted him.
Ah!
So.
Because of that accident. And then, just fast forward to yesterday, and McDonald is looking at his TV screen to see that same man who said he was debilitated.
Okay, they're talking about the guy who had the lawsuit filed against him. Yeah, they're going through this. Let me see. Because in 2009, his yeah, blah, blah, blah. 2009, great impairment. And here we go.
In that video.
You didn't see how hard I pushed.
Looked like you were pushing pretty hard.
Now, you don't have my authority to put this online. Put this on the news.
Eventually, Taylor stopped speaking. But McDonald...
By the way,
you don't have
the authority to put this online. Yeah, I do.
That doesn't. Yep.
That's another. You're out in public. You can say I'm not going to talk to you. You can say go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can say nothing at all. But answering the question and then going, you don't have my authority to put this on. No.
Good. Don't eat it.
Idiot.
Yeah. See.
Chowderhead.
Chowder.
Yeah. So, nice job.
Full of hate.
Way to influence
Who,
the youth
me?
Of America. Yes, Ted, you're full of hate.
Oh, that's because I'm American and white.
I thought you were Jewish.
It's a lot of things. That's the guilt. The hate comes from other sources. I feel guilty about the hate.
Well, I guess that's fair.
Thanks. I know.
I mean, you should feel guilty about the hate.
I remember we did that thing.
I hate being guilty about things.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Oh. All right. Before we get to small town news, I want to remind you that if you'd like to support the show, the best and easiest way to do it is if you're going to shop online anyway, to shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. You just go to the website, click the Shop Amazon tab or anything else on there that says Amazon, and just shop away till your heart's content. Doesn't cost you anything extra, and it does help support the show and help us bring you two free shows every week where my cat whacks an apple around the kitchen.
Hey. It's the best.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Love it.
Christmas is coming up, y'all, and Hanukkah is coming in November.
It's true.
Buy gifts.
Yeah, and there's still time to go ahead and buy your Halloween costume, so you don't have to go get like the last pickings at the Halloween store.
You don't want that.
That's the worst. You got to stand in a long line with all the other people who didn't think of it.
Yeah. Smelly hobos.
Just go online, get your Halloween costume, get your pilgrim hat for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and your yarmulke for Hanukkah. Ooh. It rhymes.
Yarmulke for Hanukkah. Yeah, and all your Christmas gifts. Get them through Amazon, through NateDarlingShow.com. And now, Small Town News, it's Speak Out again.
Yay. Back to the town.
Sales. It's sad when people steal at yard sales when folks are trying to make a little money.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, to the point.
Retail. In my opinion, if you do not like or want to serve the public, do not work in retail.
That's good advice.
Yeah, it is. Letters.
Letters.
It is that time of year when we'll be reading the same old writers, sending the same old letters to the editor, telling us how great the candidates they like will do if elected. Of course, these candidates are in the same political party of the writer.
Oh, he saw through that illusion.
I know.
They support people that have the same beliefs as they do.
Just finished watching news when a reporter was told by a Republican congressman that they are working for the jobs of the American worker. When asked about the shutdown affecting the jobs, the congressman got mad at the reporter. Our government should be ashamed.
Shamed.
Shame. The whole government should be ashamed of that guy.
Mm-hmm. Benefit. I was informed by my employer today that a benefit offered to employees would be taken away starting January 1st. It is being dropped not by choice, but by provisions in Obamacare. I was misled to believe that the new health care law would benefit all.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. It's not really clear because it's Speak Out.
A benefit. A vague benefit that was being taken away.
Did it probably only had 4 employees.
It's true. Hey, congrats go out to the Essex County DA's office and investigators for all the hours you have put in this last year. This helps people in Essex County sleep better at night knowing you are there for them. Great work.
Oh, that was nice.
In lieu of bonuses, your boss has written in to Speak Out. Government. If you cannot have it your way, you shut down our government. You do not care that we, the people, put you in office. We believe this. We can get you out by not voting for you. Oh, well, believe this. We can get you out by not voting for you. Yeah, that works. What's the re-election rate for incumbents? Like 85%?
Pretty high.
Yeah.
Pretty high.
And finally, City School Board, you were elected to represent the best interest of both the students and the taxpayer. How is saving the district possibly over $1 million not in their best interest?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Don't put context in. It's wrong.
I just imagine when they're writing in to Speak Out that they just do that at the end. I'm going to start doing that when I just asking people questions and things like, you know, like, Ted, what did you do this past week? So, Christiana, how was your charity event? It does change the context a little bit.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
A little bit. Maybe not in the best way.
I'm hoping to start a trend, too. I hope a lot of people start doing this. They go up and ask questions.
Yeah.
Like when they're collecting petitions, like, are you registered to vote?
The cats are startled by this.
It's true. They should be.
Are you startled, cats? Wow, what a trend that we started.
Yeah, I know.
Do you hear about this trend that's going on?
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend, won't you?
Trend.
Do something fun. Do something nice for yourself, because don't you deserve it? thank you to Kareem Daniels for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me again.
Appreciate it. Becca should be back next week, fingers crossed.
Should be back.
So we miss her face.
Yeah, we do.
And her voice.
Yeah, we
do. And other things. So y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you next week for more fun and more frivolity.
Bye.
Talk about Becca's stuff.
Bye.
Here on the Nate Darling Show. Bye then.